Creativity is contagious. Pass it on in any way possible. Albert Einstein.
Hi, creatives. Thank you for joining us on this new episode of Season 3 of Brewing Up Creativity. I am your host, Danielle Bonte, and I am a full-time entrepreneur and the lead graphic designer of my Toronto graphic design studio, Danielle Labonte Designs. I'm on a mission to inspire creatives like yourself to pursue your creative dreams one podcast episode at a time. Whether you're new here or an avid listener, I'm incredibly happy you're here, and I'm really excited about today's all-new episode.
Joining me here today is the empowering mother-daughter duo, Lorianne and Bailey Code. Lorianne is an author, sound bath healer, intuitive, and health expert. Bailey is an empathetic soul that has spent much time traveling throughout her 20s. Through her time spent, her eyes were opened to a new perspective in life, which led her to a deep connection with her spirituality. Through their own journeys and coming together, their business Recharge the Soul Retreats was created with the intention to hold a sacred space for women to come together, release old stories, blocks, and beliefs that are not serving them anymore, and connect back with themselves to live a life full of abundance and joy. Hello, Lorianne and Bailey. I am so happy to have you here. I feel like it's long overdue anyways for our conversation, but I just love chatting about what you both do. You guys are so magnetic and have such gorgeous souls, and I'm so happy to have you on the podcast. How are you doing today?
So excited to be here. I'm actually in Idaho and Bailey's in Las Vegas. And I think the last time we talked, we were all both in Sacramento. So we're excited. I'll speak for myself. I am excited to be here.
I'm so excited to be here too. We went through so many shifts over like span of 4 months since we first met you, Danielle. We're excited to be here. It's definitely been long overdue. So I'm glad that we've all can come together and have a little chat.
Yes. And I've been hearing that you've been expanding and growing, and people are signing up for the retreats so quickly and they're filling up. And I think that's amazing because they look so beneficial. And we're obviously going to talk about that today. But before we dive in and talk about these beautiful experiences that individuals can encounter when they enroll in your retreats, I have a little icebreaker question for you both. It's not related, but I love it because I'm a coffee and caffeine addict. So for you both, what is your go-to coffee or tea order, or what are you making at home?
Oh my gosh. I have so many different, I'm a beverage girl. So I have kombucha. I have coffee with cinnamon, vanilla creamer in it. I have hot tea, Moroccan mint hot tea. I have my Ionic Supreme, which has ginger and turmeric in it. I mean, then I have my bottles of water. I am the beverage person, and I probably drink more beverages than most people. And when I go like to order something, I'm usually ordering I'm at Starbucks. It's a chai tea and a passion fruit unsweetened iced tea. Bailey, what about you?
I love that. Actually, there's this coffee shop that I found in Vegas, and I have became newly addicted to. They have a drink called Mud Water. Has anybody heard of that here?
No.
I think I have, but I've never tried it. I wouldn't have the opportunity to.
Yeah, he said it's called a Mud Water Latte. And I was like, is this an Americano? And he goes, no, it's made from mushrooms. Not a hallucinogenic, but it has like the caffeine within it without necessarily the crash afterwards.
Wow.
And I have became quickly addicted to that because it will get you going real quick. And
which we need.
Which we need. But without the crash, honestly, which has been I've been having a battle with caffeine lately, kind of staying more away from it, but I've been loving that. So yeah, a Mud Water Latte with oat milk.
Well, to those tuning in, and if you're in like the Vegas area, please try it because I've always wanted to. I've heard about it, but I just don't have the pleasure of it because I haven't found it or seen anything like it in Toronto. And I relate to not having a favorite either. I truly can't pick one. I mean, obviously, I have my go-to espresso in the morning, but I can't pick one that I'm going to just favor in the afternoon. And I sometimes do need a little pick-me-up, but the crash is so real too, like you were saying.
Yeah, It is. It is. And it affects my body. So I'm so sensitive to caffeine, I realized, and alcohol. And so I've just been having to cut some of my favorite coffee drinks out lately. But it's been it's called Mothership Cafe in Las Vegas.
All right. Go check it out to anybody tuning in who's in the area. Let's talk about your journeys. If you could both introduce yourself and maybe just explain what kind of led you both to starting Recharge the Soul Retreats.
Yeah, well, I am Bailey. I'm the other half of Recharge. So my mom and I are a mother-daughter duo. And man, it was never part of the plan to lead women's retreats on this kind of scale. When I was younger, my mom actually, while I was growing up, she owned a fitness company in the greater Sacramento area. And it was mainly just fitness. It was called Mama Boot Camp. And I was a 12-year-old and I would show up to these boot camp classes. And at times they'd be like 50 women. And yeah, I always say I grew up with like a whole pack of moms in a way. Of course, my mom here was like the main one leading the group. But I got the opportunity to be surrounded by a lot of very empowering and strong women. And so she was doing Mama Boot Camp. While I was at that age, we would randomly go up to Tahoe and she would lead what would be like a retreat, but it was mainly for her coaches. So we would all go up to Tahoe and she would teach her coaches how to lead these fitness groups. And we would train, we would do triathlon training up there. And so it wasn't necessarily on the scale of hosting retreats, but it was more like a big slumber party up in Tahoe of these women learning how to coach other women. And so it was that retreat aspect.
Yeah.
So I grew up within it. And then my mom stopped doing that necessarily. And she started pivoting, of course, within her career, as you do, and moving into focusing her attention in different aspects of or areas of Mama Boot Camp. And in that time, I moved away to Reno to college and I started traveling a lot. I was bartending at the time and I would save up all of my money while I was bartending and I would put it towards travel. And from there, I really found my spirituality. I traveled to Bali for the first time and was just, it sounds so cheesy, but I swear I went to Bali and like it unlocked a little part of me that I didn't know existed. And I just came back and I was not the same. I didn't view a lot of things the same. I was like hungry for more. I got into a pretty serious relationship in Reno. He asked me in like middle of 2019 if I wanted to move to Bali with him because he used to live there. And I was like, sure, that sounds great. One thing about me is I'm pretty
spontaneous.
I'm pretty spontaneous and I'm pretty heart led. Like I really believe in being heart led.
Yeah.
And there was something that was calling me to say yes. And I didn't know what it was. And I didn't know how it would look or what would happen or how long I would be there. I just knew I needed to go there and take that risk. So when we moved, my mom was kind of starting up the retreats again in a form and adding a little bit of spirituality. And I'm like, Mom, you should bring them to Bali. I'm like, I'll yeah. do all the networking behind. I'll make all the connections. I'll create the itinerary. I'll do it all. Just bring them here because Bali had such an impact on me. And if women are, you know, coming to this retreat and wanting to, maybe sometimes we get women that are wanting to refine themselves. They're looking for direction. They're looking for like-minded community, for a deeper sense of purpose or connection. Bali was that for me.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we put out our first two international ones and they were supposed to be in March of 2020. And then we all know what happened.
We all know.
And so the world shut down. But you know what? That was almost divine within itself because I've moved back from Bali and we pivoted and we started doing them locally in Tahoe back to back to back. And we realized that if people felt safe enough to come, you know, and were healthy enough to come, that we would offer the space for mental health during this time. And that is really how it started to transform. And then ever since then, we haven't really looked back. It's just kind of like morphed into this really purpose-filled passion of ours that now looking back, I'm like, I can't see myself doing anything else. And I'm so grateful I got to do it next to my mom.
The best duo. I love that story.
Yeah.
It's been such an incredible journey. And I'm Lori Ann Code, the other half of Recharge. And to be able to do this with my daughter is so sweet on so many levels, because the reason why I built Mama Boot Camp way back when was I built it because I was looking for tribe and community, because I grew up in a very dysfunctional, chaotic, painful childhood and didn't really have a family. And so I was searching for family, especially as I had my children, and then I was a single mom. And so I didn't have really any sisters or grandma to help with the kids. I didn't have any of that. And so I decided that I needed to create tribe. So I created Mama Boot Camp because I needed a mom. I also needed a tribe.
Yeah.
And I also wanted a community for support. So I built that. And I love fitness because fitness has always been super healing for me. It's seriously, movement is medicine for me. It grounds me. It lifts low-grade depression. It clears my mind. I can wash off stress and anxiety. And so it's really meant a lot to me. And I was very fitness-oriented. It really built my self-esteem because I had very low self-esteem after going through all the things that I did. So it made me feel good about myself to, you know, be able to do triathlons and all those kind of things. And then fast forward 2016, Bailey said, "You're so spiritual. Why aren't you talking about it?" And I had just written my book called Find Your Mojo, which is about fitness, life coaching, and nutrition. And I had become a life coach back in 2005 in order to help women with mindset, because mindset is everything.
Yeah.
Because whether you think you can or you can't, you're always going to be right. And so I really have worked with that mindset with lots of different women and really decided that it was time for me to bring in the component of my spirituality, because it was expanding for me. And then we started the really dialing in the Tahoe retreats. Then Bailey, like she said, she went to Bali, that we pivoted and Bali closed, Costa Rica was open. So we ended up going to Costa Rica, and then I became a sound bath healer. So we're one-stop shopping. Bailey is a yoga teacher, astrology teacher, and does amazing charts. And she's also a breathwork facilitator. And then I have a strong background in business, and I'm a life coach. I'm an intuitive. So I also do readings for people via Zoom and all kinds of different ways during the retreats as well. And then Akashic Record reader. So we're kind of like, she always says she's the yin and I'm the yang. And because I was a single mom, I had to have that action-oriented direction moving forward. So she's the softer part, and I feel like I'm the more yang part. And so it's just been a wild journey. We're so grateful for this journey we're on.
Yeah.
It's just like you two were meant to do this. And you were destined to come together again and create this retreat for women, just even based hearing on your own separate journeys of discovering yourself. And it doesn't matter what age, I find that we discover ourselves and what we're meant to do, but we're led to specific people. And it's just the way that you two have also built such an amazing brand that has helped so many people, which I'm sure you know. All of the people that have joined have told you how transformative it is to be a part of these retreats, and that you can take what you've experienced in your own life and help other people. But it's so true in the fact that you two balance each other out and bring out each other's best sides and offer the best of both worlds for the people that join your retreats. Hey, creatives. Are you having trouble staying productive and on top of your to-do list? What's always helped me is knowing exactly what I need to do on a daily, monthly, and yearly basis. Being able to cross something off is so fulfilling as a business owner. But why am I talking to you about this? Today's episode is brought to you by Notion. In affiliation with this amazing software, Notion is a productivity and note-taking digital application that helps with task management, project tracking, to-do lists, bookmarking, and more. If you've been looking to get more organized in your daily or business life, this software is seriously a game changer. There's a reason you're hearing this platform being thrown around a lot. It's helped to increase my productivity significantly. Check out the code below in our show notes that will allow you to save big time on this software that truly helped me to find new inspiration and increase my productivity. I can hear like so many different key inspirations that brought this retreat together for the both of you. But why do you think it's so important for people to make time for themselves to recharge their soul and perhaps travel and experience new things? Where's the importance in it for you both?
Well, I will tell you that I really, after working with women in fitness and seeing women go through so many things and then never take time out for themselves, they give away all of themselves for everybody else, their kids, their jobs, their dogs, you know, their partners, and then their cups are completely empty and they're looking around, not sure why they are feeling empty, why their lives are not happy and they're not joyous, and everybody around them seems to be doing well, but they're just not doing any self-care or any reflection, and they don't really know how. It's like we haven't been taught how to do that in school. It's like, you know, all these other things are more important, but just like basic things like self-love is so important. So we call our, and this is my vantage, but I'll let Bailey answer for how she feels about it. But I really, truly believe that our retreats are an immersion in self-love, self-care, and personal growth. I can't even tell you, women in their 60s coming to us, you know, in their late 50s saying, I don't even know myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah. For us to be able to provide a platform that and an experience that is fully immersive, where women come together and create this sacred space and really support each other, it's like mind-blowing. And then they end up with being friends. We just got a message the other day from a group of ladies who went to Mount Shasta with us, and they're all getting together to go to dinner. And the other ones up in Vermont, this is a Sacramento group. And then the ones up in Vermont went to Costa Rica with us, and they're getting together. And now they're coming to Bali with us. So it's just... it's really, the world is so small.
It is.
And it's so wonderful to see women supporting each other.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think that community, I talk about this all the time, but how the power of how healing community is when we come together. You know, for years and years and years, we've been a tribal society. We're supposed to be together. We're not supposed to be separate in a lot of ways. And so when we come together, the amount of healing and aha moments, and really through one another, we're like beautiful mirrors to shine back on rediscovering ourselves in a lot of ways. You know, I went through a breakup during the pandemic, and when I found breathwork and the power of breathwork was because I had went to a yoga teacher training. And it was an immersive 30-day program in Costa Rica. And I really just showed up because I needed some sort of guidance. I needed some sort of answers. My anxiety was at an all-time high at that time. Like, I had hormonal acne. I was gaining weight because my body, my internal world was screaming at me to take a pause and to reconnect with myself and rediscover really where I was wanting to go in life, what really lit me up, what was inspirational to me. And so I feel like these spaces, whether it's through retreats, whether it's through workshops, whether it's through online groups, through community, when you're looking for a way to reconnect with yourself or find joy again, or to play or to adventure, it's through those spaces that we have these pivotal moments that kind of create us on this beautiful trajectory that get us back onto a path that feels full of alignment and joy and abundance in a lot of ways.
I don't think that could have been better said like that, but both of you. And it's relatable, and we are all on this search to kind of find ourselves. And I love the fact that you guys make it a community aspect, but I know some people might just reach out to you individually and look for help in that way. But I know that these retreats have been so successful, and everything that you said. It literally, I can't even like repeat it, because you touched on so many amazing facets of why it is important to recharge and put purpose and find purpose and what you're here for. Why am I here? And think about yourself and kind of be selfish for yourself and make that time. When it comes to these amazing stress release tactics, I mean, you both have talked about amazing ones: breath work, yoga, meditation, the sound baths. There's so many different things that we can do. And I'm sure this question is going to sound so general because there are so many tactics that we can do. But what are some of your favorite ones that you bring forward in some of your retreats that you have found to be so monumental and transformative for the people that join you?
Obviously, I talked a little bit about breath work. For me, breath work changed the whole direction of my life in a lot of ways, because the thing is that I've realized is that, and I've learned, you know, a lot of our nervous system and nervous system regulation has almost became a trendy word, especially within our field. But it's true. You know, a lot of our world is very chaotic nowadays. It's very noisy. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of instant gratification and stimulation. So breath work is really powerful in resetting that and changing your life literally from the inside out, as cheesy as that sounds. There is beauty behind that. Astrology was the other thing, of course, for me, and kind of diving into my own soul's journey through my chart and kind of getting lost within that black hole of all that it can share with you and all that you can learn. We always say movement is medicine. Yes. Movement has been really huge for both my mom and I. I love moving meditations. Like, I've been running since I was, I think, 11. And so I get into that runner's high. And when I'm in that runner's high, it's normally when I'm in a clearer state. And I actually get the most creative and intuitive ideas through those movements. So yeah, I would say breath work, astrology, and some sort of movement. At one point, it was dancing every single morning to one song. And that was my form of movement.
I love that.
Which we do in the retreats as well. We do those. We will have dance-offs because we want to share with people some of few of the things that are really powerful, that I feel are really powerful, are teaching people tools on how to move energy and how to raise your vibration super simply. And so we literally walk them through that. But I'll tell you, I feel like the most powerful things that happen are we get retreat and when we come together in circle, we literally start with the circle and we create a safe container and we say, you know, you may not agree with it, what everybody's opinion is here. It's like, but this is like a bowl of oatmeal. You might like oatmeal with raisins and walnuts and bananas, and you might like your oatmeal with just brown sugar, but you both love your oatmeal. What really, we want to always bring it back to like the simplest, because we all have such varied, wide variety of opinions. We have women from every background. We have doctors and then we have housewives. We have people who make a lot of money. We have people who have been making payments to come. Everybody comes together. We level the field right away. We say, this is a safe container. And you don't need to agree with everybody, but what you do need to do is, can we all agree just to hold space for each other and be as non-judgmental as possible?
Yeah.
Like just to be, you know, allow everybody to really show up as all of themselves so they feel safe here. Every single woman is relieved to hear that.
Yeah.
So yeah. The second one that I think is really, besides Bailey's Miracle Mornings and breath work and yoga and journaling, which is incredible practice, is the AHA soul process for women to get to know and actually live intentionally. Like, we're not just like waking up going, what's going to happen today? It's no, I'm going to choose how I want to move through this day. That starts with gratitude. I'm so grateful that I get another day. Who knows what the unlimited possibilities are? And one of our favorite affirmations is, universe, blow my mind. Like, right now, blow my mind. Like, we're so grateful. And I can't wait.
We have a helper who comes on our retreats with us, Carrie. And we were having a moment within our retreats where it was just, there was just like our wildest dreams were coming true right in front of our eyes. And we were all in the kitchen kind of freaking out. We're like, what is happening? And Carrie looks at us and she goes, your affirmation is, universe, blow my mind. So what do you think is going to happen? We're like, okay, that's fair.
No, it's so true. And I just, we just, so the soul process is a, we do that on the first day. And then we have, and then we, women are carrying around bags of things that are not serving them, whether it be bad habits or toxic relationships or ideas or thoughts that are no longer serving them. Like, I'm too old to create a new business. Heck, I started this business with Bailey at 59. At 59, people are thinking about retiring, and I am nowhere near thinking about retiring, and I'm 62 right now. I just, like, retire from what? Like, retire from being Lorianne? Like, retire from life? It's like, no, I just feel like I'm just getting started. And so the soul process is a powerful tool to help women take off the cap off of their lives. Like, and a lot of women are going through transitions, whether it be divorce or they've lost a loved one, a lot of widows, you know, people going through, maybe they want to move, maybe they're transitioning out of a job, maybe they're empty nesters. So it's like, what's next? Let's find out. Let's dream again. So that's called the soul process. The other powerful, powerful part of that is releasing so we can create new space for something new to come in is the burning bowl. The burning bowl process. We have people write letters to people who are like, I need to forgive you. Like, you're carrying around resentment. That person's off on a beach somewhere with a drink and a fancy drink with an umbrella in it. And you're still, they're not even giving it another thought. And you're harboring resentment or anger, you know, and all of that does is hurt you. So what is the lesson from that relationship? Let's take the good from it and let's burn the rest. So I had somebody, remember Bailey, where we had one woman in Sayulita write 6 letters and burn them in the burning bowl? Wow. 6 letters. She was like crying and felt so much relief.
We saw her like 6 months later, and she looked so much lighter. She looked so much happier. It was really interesting because, you know, she came to another retreat 6 months later. That's when we saw her. And she was laughing more. She was in a state where she was just, you could tell she was in more peace.
Yeah.
When she originally came, it's literally like you're carrying a heavy load on your back. And a lot of the times we don't give ourselves the silence or the space or the input to actually figure out what it is we're still carrying.
Yeah.
And so when we get those little kind of like aha moments, and then you're like, oh, what? I actually get to start the process in releasing it and releasing its hold on me. And that within itself can create such massive natural shifts. And so I think seeing her 6 months later and seeing her in a completely different state was one of those moments where like, whoa, this work is actually so massively transformational in whatever capacity you find it.
Yeah, it's so, so true. She came to Sayulita 6 months later. She's at Sedona at our other retreat. And so it's really nice to see them follow up with their self-care and their self-love. And then the last thing is, and I think Bailey probably agrees with me with this is too, is the circles at night when everybody shares.
Oh, yeah.
That's when all the women come together in circle, which is very tribal and very just so comforting and encouraging. And because a lot of women feel like they're alone. But when we come together like that in circle, they go, oh, my gosh, you live in Florida and I live in California and we feel the same.
Yeah.
Like, and you're 38 and I'm 49. And how could that possibly be? It's just this commonality that is just, it's inspiring.
Yeah. It's almost like we need these types of things. And I'm sure it's nerve-wracking perhaps to some people, like they've never done a retreat before or flown as far as Bali or wherever it is that you're having the retreat. Like, I'm sure they bring in nerves. Not only are they holding on to something maybe, and they know they need this, they know they need the change. They need to do something out of the box. It's going to make them uncomfortable. And that was even just their first step into releasing stress and finding new ways to let go. And all of these just sound so beautiful. And to be honest, unique. I know some of these tactics we can do at home, like the breath work and the meditation and finding some way to get some movement into our lives. But some of these just sound so captivating and unique that I have not heard anywhere
else. And it would be a completely different experience, I think, to release something into fire or come together in a group and talk about something that's maybe been on your mind for so long and you haven't just let it out. These all sound like such amazing tactics that, to be honest, I could use and anybody could use. I feel like we're all carrying so much stress on our shoulders and we don't even realize it sometimes until you let it go and you bring it forward. And I'm sure you get that too, where they didn't even realize how much they were holding on to until they finally came to you for that help.
Mm-hmm. And they don't know how to release it. Like, what do I do with it? We don't talk about this. You know, I talk about this openly all the time and it doesn't have any energy around it anymore because of the fact that I've done so much healing work around it and burned it several billion times, maybe not a billion, but lots of times, is that I was molested when I was growing up and I wasn't protected and it was a 4-year process. There's a lot of women who come and they go, what do you mean? How? Because they look at Bailey or they look at myself and they go, nothing's ever happened to you. You guys have had the perfect life. And it's like, no. We have been through some stuff, and it's like, you know, and these are the things that we should really, seriously, we've used these tools, these work. And so for me to have this relationship with Bailey, and I didn't talk to my mom for 10 years before she passed. And that was very challenging and very painful, but it's like, we get to teach all of those things at our retreats. And I've had several conversations since my mom has passed because I am an intuitive with her. And she, and so a healing has definitely happened between us. And I can see the role that she played in my life and what the lesson was. Because I would seriously, Bailey and I probably would not be doing this if my mom had not been the kind of mom she was. Because I wouldn't have been creating community.
Yeah.
And Bailey wouldn't have been feeling that as well. Bailey craves community too. It's just, so she was a blessing. Do you see what it's perspective and shift, because so many women are beating themselves up over so many things that then they just don't know what to do with it. So we're always grateful and always completely non-judgmental. We have probably heard more stories and seriously just grateful that women know that they're safe with us.
Yeah. And sometimes these moments of despair and these horrible, horrible moments, first of all, I feel like nobody deserves it. I just want to say that. But at the same time, I think everything happens for a reason. And sometimes I think back to even those hard moments in my own life and I think, well, would I be the person that I am today? And would it have led me to have started my business? Or would it have led me to travel to this place? Or would it have led me to make these decisions if I hadn't gone through what I had hoped at the time to not go through?
100%.
Yeah. And so to hear all of these hard points that you've gone through in your own life, but it clearly led you to help so many people and so many amazing women to find their own purpose and their soul and their journey again. And that's why I always say we're led to people for a specific reason. We pursue things for a specific reason. And sometimes just going with the flow and letting life guide us and doing the best we can just to take on these different curves and navigations. And that's all we can do. But making that conscious effort to work on yourself and be selfish and figure out what it is that you need, I find so central and my core mission too. It's pretty much everybody's at some point, right? But
yeah, that's totally. So great. Well, we want to just to say something about what you've done for us is that you really, the website that you created for us, it took us a long time to find somebody that we really trusted, saw the vision. And if anybody's listening to this and wants Danielle's amazing talents, Bailey and I are both so incredibly grateful for the wonderful design and what you captured for us. And so that's so important that people can see what we're offering. And I think through what you did for us with your amazing talent and wherever that came from, we're grateful for.
Oh, stop, please. I feel like, first of all, everybody is creative in their own ways and we all have these core talents that we need to bring to the world. When you two inquired to work with myself initially, and when we got off the call, I actually remember going into the backyard of mine and saying to my partner at the time, I said, I just got off a call with two amazing women. And honestly, I don't think they realize how amazing they are and what they're doing. And I talked about you both to like so many people, like my own mother, my friends. And, you know, my mom's even talked about, I need a retreat. And I'm like, can you go to like Recharge the Soul, please? Like, I know people that do
yes,
it. So first of all, thank you for the kind words. And I've just been so thankful and blessed to have met you both and been able to kind of bring your mission to life through branding and web. Like, that's just my own privilege in itself. So thank you. To bring it back to people who are listening in, if there's one piece of advice to someone who perhaps feels a little stuck, but they know they need to take this leap, whether it's a retreat, whether it's jumping on a plane and going somewhere, starting new, refreshing, what's one piece of advice you would give to those people?
I would say, you know, sometimes when I always like the 1, 2, 3 go. If something's calling to you, if something is pulling at your heart and you can't get it off of your mind, it's most likely a sign that you're supposed to move in that direction. I believe in wholeheartedly 100% that if you're feeling stuck, you can ask for help with whatever it is you believe in. I mean, you can ask it from nature, from your highest self, from a higher power, and then start to become aware of when something in your field, in your world, in your day-to-day life keeps nagging at you or pops up an opportunity, and just take the action and go if you have the means to do it. There's always help in front of us for ways to get unstuck. A lot of the times when I made big, scary moves in my life that ended up being changing the course of my life, I had to tap into a part of myself that was very courageous, that was very brave, and that didn't allow myself to get stuck in the overthinking or the what if,
yeah,
or the how, or but I should do this, because oftentimes it's in those moments of stretching ourselves, of growth, of expansion, of like getting uncomfortable. That's when your life is really about to take a turn and about to shift in a whole different new direction that you couldn't even fathom. But first, you have to take that first brave step that's lighting up.
Mm-hmm. I agree with everything Bailey said. And I can't tell you how many phone calls that I get from people like, I'm just so scared. I don't know why. I just, getting on the plane just frightens me. I don't know these people. And, you know, I have several women who say, I want to come with my girlfriends. And I generally say to them, you know, it would be so nice if you would just try to come with yourself, because the biggest transformations happen when you come with yourself, because you're not caretaking over anybody else. You're allowing yourself to have the full experience. You're really being able to connect with the other women there. It really is an incredible experience to see women do that. The first thing that generally happens is fear. And fear is just keeping you away from what it is that's really going to pull you up. For it's like this immersion, and you go through this, I call them timeline hops, where you can just jump your timeline and go into this newer, brighter version of you that could take years with therapy, but you could come just for a full immersion. And it's really amazing what happens with women when they give themselves that opportunity. So fear is just false evidence appearing real. And I also like the acronym, face everything and rise. Just give yourself that chance. Like, just come. Just all you need to do is get on the plane. Once you get on the plane, we're on the other side. Most of our retreats, we have a van there waiting for you with fabulous people. They're just swoop you up. And then once you get to the villa, it is like you're automatically enveloped in love. You're going to be accepted and have a safe place. You don't need to overthink anything else. In most places, you just need to bring a bathing suit and some flip-flops.
It's true.
So just show up. Just come so we can take care of you.
I want to add one last thing is that, and it's a quote that's always kind of stuck with me. Of course, there's always one quote out there. But it's, before you're about to expand, you're most likely going to constrict a little bit. So what that means is, like, most likely when you're about to take a huge leap of faith, the natural tendency is to kind of like inhale and like constrict and like hold your breath. And then that's how you know it's about to be something that is going to be very powerful for you.
What a good quote. Well, I think both of those things are so beautiful, beautifully said to anybody that's having this fear of taking that leap and taking that jump into self-discovery and doing something for themselves. Everyone, like I said, deserves a time to recharge and build a relationship with their own soul. That quote is beautiful. Lorianne, what you said is so, you know, beautifully said. So thank you so much for just bringing what you both do to the world, bringing it to this episode, sharing it with my audience. I am, again, feel so privileged to have gotten to know you both and continue to build a relationship. If there's anything that the listeners should look out for, please let me know. But to everybody listening, whatever Lorianne and Bailey are talking about and are about to discuss with what they want to bring to the world and what you should look out for, everything will be below in the show notes and linked. So it is easy for you. And it's just a click of a button or just getting on that plane.
That's so true. We're so grateful for your listeners and for you.
Thank you so much. Is there anything that you would like to mention? Any upcoming ones past today, August 25th at all, that people should look out for?
We do have a wonderful retreat that is super easy to fly into. It's in Puerto Vallarta. It's in Sayulita, but it's outside of Puerto Vallarta, which is a very, very easy flight to fly into. We swoop you up on our van and we whisk you away to this gorgeous villa on the beach. We release baby turtles. We do talk a lot about, we have a whole workshop on fear. Bailey does a deep dive into her astrology along with her breath work. And then we do sound baths under the stars and the burning bowl on the beach. So, and that's right before the holidays, right before everybody dies in for a very, what can be stressful time, and right before the beginning of a brand new year. So we'd love to have people join us for that retreat.
It's on November.
November 2nd through the 6th. And we have a second one, November 9th through the 13th.
Beautiful. And to everybody listening, those specific retreats will be linked below. The calendar to their retreats throughout the entire year to come as well. Links to the astrology readings, the intuitive readings, everything you'll be able to find below. Thank you so much again just for joining me and bringing forward everything that you do.
Yes, thank you for having us on.
Now we appreciate you.
Thank you for tuning into today's episode. We're always brewing up something new for all of you to tune into and love hearing from you. Our team over here on Brewing Up Creativity would love it if you joined our community in any capacity, whether it be checking us out on Instagram at Brewing Up Creativity or leaving a review to help us better serve you as listeners. If you're looking to join or sponsor an episode, reach out to us through email, which is linked in our episode's show notes below. Thanks, creatives.